You know, everybody helped out. We were so blessed. So many gifts, so many talents here at St. Maria Goretti that made things happen and share their gifts and abilities. You know, the church document says local artists and artisans and craftsmen should be employed. You know, you should use the gifts of the community. We tried our absolute best to do that here at St. Maria Goretti. And so, you know, Tom Harford, with his amazing woodwork and the work that he has done, Mike Lucas with the altar, the ambos, and acquiring all the heavy chairs, the oak chairs for the sanctuaries, the altars in the daily mass chapel, the ambo in the daily, that's all Mike. Mike, you know, Mike did all that. Phil Hammes and the metal work, the screen around the tabernacle, the bowl for the baptismal font, Joe Linsnitz, you know, who is you know, such a craftsman also. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Jeff Bowen, who took Stations of the Cross that were too small and made them apropos for a much larger church. I mean, just, and I hate to start naming people because obviously I'm going to leave some people out, but it just took all kind of people, all kind of gifts, all kind of talents working together to make an amazing thing happen for God. And we saw it. We saw it right in front of our eyes. Where there was a soybean field 25 years ago, you know, there's a church, there's a school, there's a community, there's the kingdom of God being initiated and happening right in front of our eyes. And that took a lot of work, took a lot of sacrifice, a lot of people. We're really grateful to everybody who helped, everybody who shared their talents, their abilities, their money, their time. St. Maria Goretti would not be here without all of you.